Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. It is March 17th, and it is 10:45 in the morning, which is many hours usually before I do this, but I am headed over to Death Valley to get some cool shots for Eastern Sierra Now, as well as try to get some interviews with some of the Rangers, and just incorporate Death Valley into a little bit of what we're doing. So, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do this at my normal accustomed time. So we're just going to crank this out now and hopefully nothing big happens throughout the day. If it does, I will try to update that, at least get it on the website and on Instagram. So let's go over what we have so far today. The big thing, of course, just came out from Darcy Ellis at the county. The judge dismisses a $20 million lawsuit against Inyo County and county official. A judge has granted Inyo County's motion to dismiss former Sheriff Jeff Hollowell's lawsuit against the county and Deputy Personnel Director Sue Deshaun. Hollowell, who resigned in December of 2021, was seeking $20 million in damages. Hollowell filed his lawsuit in March of 2021, alleging the illegal release of confidential personnel records, libel and slander arising from the county's alleged wrongful disclosure of his personnel records and the alleged actions two former sheriff's deputies took upon receipt of those records. The former sheriff further claimed the intentional infliction of emotional distress as a result of the records being released. As part of its defense, the county noted that Hollowell's personnel records were already made public when he had allowed a member of the press to review his entire personnel file, and that there was no substantial evidence to connect the county or Ms. Deshaun to the alleged wrongdoing of the two former sheriff's deputies. The county of Inyo is entitled to recover its legal fees from Hollowell as a result of the decision. The county was represented in the suit by Hanson Bridget LLP. Okay, well, I had been wondering what was going on with that, so now we know. No wrongdoing by Deshaun or Inyo County. What do we got here? Mammoth snow report. Not much. There's 42, it looks like, inches of machine-groomed snow, and 62 to 115 for the base depth. And for the season, 213 to 286, that's pretty good. 8 parks, 25 lifts, 155 trails. The entire mountain has been beyond fun, and the Unbound Terrain Park crew has been crushing it with a rebuild of the 22-foot half pipe in Main Park. If mini pipe is more your speed, check out the 11-footer and Forest Trail. The forecast is calling for a small storm this Saturday, and we are stoked for some fresh snow in our future. In the meantime, enjoy perfect groomers from top to bottom. We've been loving laps in the Chair 12 area this week. So, depending on what time you hear this, this will be relevant to you. If you hear it before noon today, you need to check this out. If you don't, then I'll try to get a hold of the video and post it shortly, but throw it on your calendars at the last Thursday, and there'll be a couple more, I believe. Let me see if I can find that. But usually it's the last Thursday of the month. There is a Mammoth Voices meeting from noon to 1, and they are always very good. It looks like the further dates will be April 7th, April 21st, May 5th, and May 19th. They're doing a few more this month to get out some of the candidates running for local office and give them a chance to speak. So that's cool. Make sure you don't miss those. And speaking of that, while I'm on topic, Just a Minute with Amy Smith will be premiering around the 25th of March. And our first episode will be with current sheriff, but sheriff candidate, Eric Pritchard. So that should be pretty great, and you're going to want to check that out here on Eastern Sierra Now. It'll be on our YouTube page, but we'll post it on everything like we usually do. So you'll get the chance to start there, and hopefully the rest of the candidates will jump in with us, and we'll get their voices and platforms out to all of you so you can see who you want to vote for in June. But let's just get back to this. Mammoth Voices meets today at noon. How to make progress when political division dominates. Yeah, maybe the whole world should listen to this Mammoth Voices, huh, Mickey? Michelle Martinez, California Transportation and Commission, and Rachel Quidnow for Strong Towns will be the speakers, and that's what they'll be talking on. So today, 12 to 1, join the Zoom meeting, and the password and everything is at easternsierranow.com. com. So the last thing I'd like to go to here is I got the pleasure to interview Nolan Nitschke and his new gallery, the Sierra Light Gallery. Now, it's not a new gallery. He's had the gallery for a while. He moved to a new location, and I'll tell you, it looks incredible. And from what I understand, good buddy of mine and local Bishop businessman Jordan Trim helped him put this together. So good job on that, both of you guys. It looks amazing in there. You need to go check it out. Well, he is having a grand opening for his gallery March 26th at 5 p.m. There's going to be food, beer, wine, raffles for prints. I mean, his stuff is incredible, and Nolan is a great guy. So you need to check that out for sure. So let's cut to the interview with Nolan. Okay, so you, Nolan Nitschke, have opened a new gallery, but not really a new gallery. You mind explaining?
Yeah, you're actually standing in the new location of the Sierra Light Gallery at 3343 Main Street in Mammoth Lakes on the Main Street Promenade.
Awesome. So you had a gallery here before in the same shopping center, actually, right?
Yes.
So you just moved across the parking lot.
Yeah, so I used to be right across the way, right next to Liberty Bar and Grill, and just recently moved over here. We've been soft open for a couple months, and we're going to be doing our grand opening on March 26th. That's a Saturday, 2 weeks from now. Yeah, so we're going to do a big grand opening. We're going to have a bunch of food, beer, wine. I'm going to be doing a bunch of raffles in here, giving away a bunch of prints, and letting the winners even pick some of their own.
How did you get into photography in the first place?
So I actually started almost 20 years ago when I was still in high school. I got my first little 3-megapixel point-and-shoot camera, which at the time was one of the better ones, just to document all the cool places that I was hiking and camping and backpacking to. Quickly realized the limitations of such a camera, and my photographic journey has kind of spiraled out of control for almost 20 years since that point.
Have you been showcased in other places? How long have you been a professional photographer?
I would say I've been a professional maybe about a decade. I've done a bunch of shows down in Los Angeles and Venice Beach. I was also the featured artist of the Mammoth Gallery, which was a prominent gallery up here for many, many years. When they decided to close their doors and not reopen, I immediately started looking for my own space, and that's how I opened the first version of the Sierra Light Gallery.
Cool. What's your specialty? What do you love to shoot, and what would people expect if they're coming here?
Yeah, so my specialty is definitely landscape. I really specialize here in the Eastern Sierra. We live in one of the most beautiful places in the world, and I do everything I possibly can to capture its beauty at its most beautiful moments. And here in the gallery, I specialize in very large format prints. Some of these are as big as a wall. And so when you come in, you really get that grandeur and that specialness of the area that we live in. And I always hope that it comes across in my work.
Yeah. Fantastic. So with the new gallery in place, this is a great location, a great spot for people to come in and check out what you're doing.
Thank you.
What's for the future with Nolan? What are you doing next?
Yeah, so when we do the grand opening, I'm actually releasing two brand new galleries online. One of them is a fall colors gallery. Another one is a winters gallery. It's about 60 to 70 images total. These are brand new that I've been shooting for the last 2 years. A couple of them are actually on the walls in here, so unless you've been in during our soft opening time, you haven't seen these images yet. Really looking forward to releasing these and putting these out to the public to see, and hoping even more so the people that come in and see the new images are just as impressed in here. Yeah, so grand opening is on Saturday, March 26th. It's a public event. 5 to 8 p.m., we're going to be doing a bunch of food, wine, beer, and raffle. Going to be raffling off a bunch of prints in here. Come on in, say hi, check out the new space, and enjoy. Thank you for watching Eastern Sierra Now.
All right, interesting guy and a really great gallery. So if you guys would not mind heading up and checking that out, I promise you, you will not be let down. And hey, if you're there, just mention to Nolan that you heard this on Eastern Sierra Now. That'll help me out a lot. All right, thanks, guys. We're going to wrap it up for the day. I just want to thank my patrons, Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, Dee, Tomatohead, Margaret, and Chandra. And if you'd like to become a patron, please go to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. And, you know, at the least, go over to some of our pages and subscribe. That's going to help us the most. If you're getting value from this local news and from us putting this out for you every day, just go subscribe to my stuff. The numbers are what's really going to help me. So, You know, if you sign up for email through the website, if you sign on to Instagram, log on to that, Facebook, subscribe. We have a Twitter account. That's actually starting to grow a little bit, so subscribe over there. YouTube would be the biggest one. Subscribe, like, hit the little bell. Any of those things would help me out so much, even if you click them and then silence them so you don't get it. I'd rather you got it, because my whole point here is to make sure everybody gets local news, but that would help me in selling advertising and moving forward with grants and new programs and all the kind of stuff that I'm trying to do to make sure that we have a really solid news source out there. So thank you all for listening. Oh, and don't forget Spotify. If you haven't subscribed to this, go to Spotify, Google Podcast, any of the podcatchers, and subscribe. It's going to just get you the news quicker. You're going to make sure it's going to make sure you always have the latest, and it helps me out. So thank you very much. This is Eastern Sierra Now. I'm headed to Death Valley. So I should be able to record tomorrow night. If something happens, you'll know what happens. I probably died in Death Valley. Is there a Bigfoot out there? Oh God, is there a Bigfoot out there?